en el aire.
Yes. It is another beautiful night in Los Angeles. What's up, loved ones? Thank you so much for reaching out. This is LA Taco Radio, the musical extension of LATaco.com. Website devoted to art, food, fashion, tacos, etc. Yes, we are the musical extension. I got some good funk and soul for you tonight. And I also got a great guest, Mr. Scepterhead. What's going on, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're going to chop it up a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about, well, stuff, man. You know, street life, art, and of course, tacos. Music tonight. I got music for you from Tribe Called Quest. They got some reissued sort of anniversary stuff out. Outkast, Wolfpack, Judith Hill starts us off As Trains Go By. This is a great LP out a little bit earlier this year. You're going to dig it.
Might as well be famous since I ain't going to be what? One way or another, I know I'll be all right. As trains go by, bad times out of sight.
See?
That's what there is to me. That's who I am. That's what there is to me. That's who I am. That's what there is to me. That's who I am. That's what there is to me.
Friends and Buddies, great song, great underappreciated artist from the 70s. Next up, Tribe Called Quest, 2015 mix of the 1990 classic by J. Cole, Tribe Called Quest. Can I kick it?
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Can I kick it?
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force. Why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nipper the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Started off the set with Judith Hill. As time goes by, getting a little bit of help from Prince on that one. Prince produced the whole record. It's a good record called Back in Time, out a little bit earlier this year on Prince's MPG label. And bright new star that one is, Judith Hill. And not really like cookie cutter pop either. Good, funky, down home stuff. We followed that up with Milton Wright, a brother of soul queen Betty Wright, actually. He only released two LPs in the mid-70s. That tune was from 1975, called Friends and Buddies. Just a great, underappreciated artist, right? And wrapped up the set with Can I Kick It, the J. Cole remix off of the 25th anniversary edition of People's Indistinctive Travels. And the Path of Rhythm from A Tribe Called Quest. It's cool. It's got some remixes on that LP and then some classics as well. And so the recordings have been updated a little bit for modern technology. And that brings us right up to present time. Loved Ones, Scepterhead is a Los Angeles artist. Increasingly well known and in demand. And you've probably seen his work. Even if you didn't, if you don't know it, you've probably seen it. We drive past it. We see it at the dog parks on the side of buildings and storefronts and stuff like that. And which is funny. That, tell me if I'm incorrect about this. His friends call him Sept. And tell me about this, Sept. Yeah, you started out sort of as a graphic artist. Would that be correct?
Yes, I did, unfortunately. I started out in advertising. Mm-hmm.
You were a madman.
Well, minus the whiskey and the womanizing. Uh-huh. I guess what you could say I did is I found myself through trial and error of thinking that I was a creative in one sense, but in reality, it was the right thing to do, I guess. It kind of made me realize, you know, what I really wanted to do, and it hasn't been justified yet. There's no phoenix coming up from the ashes. It's still just a puddle on the ground. But
I think what's interesting, to me anyway, specifically, I think what's interesting is you go from a medium of a small format medium to, and I know you do work, you do canvas work and things like that, of course.
Yeah.
But a lot of your work is very large scale, right?
I try to get as large as I can. It's more of a challenge for me to make an 8 by 10 feet. Mm-hmm. Than it is to, you know, I like to move my whole arm, not just my wrist, you know. So any chance I get.
I think also what's cool about this, and again, this is more of a selfish point of view, is I draw all kinds of I see all kinds of influence in, well, I see kind of elements of other things in your work, anatomy, physio, you know, you have the sort of the solid lines, a lot of movement.
Yeah.
And so there's different things. There's kind of some of the old LSD psychedelic art to me.
Opticals, definitely.
Yeah. And also a bit of anatomy, physiology with like muscle lines and things like that.
Yeah.
And so I don't, I'm not asking you if that's what's in your head. I'm just saying that's what I get. And that's one of the things that I like about your work is because it's a little, I become sort of, in a spectator sort of way, part owner in it. You know what I mean? Because I have my own sort of a way that I appreciate what's going on. Loved Ones, if you're wondering what I'm talking about, like Sep's kind of a unique style is he'll do like just a lot of radial lines, sort of radiating out, and there's a lot to look at. But even though it's not really complex images per se, there's not a lot of little teeny tiny little things going on. There's just sort of a flow and a movement about all the characters, whether we're talking about an animal or mythological animal, a human being, or even lettering, you know? Would you say I'm somewhere close to the mark on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a subjective sport. Looking at art, I'd like to hear what everyone has to say about it because my reasons behind it are hopefully going to be completely different, you know? I kind of start out with something that I have an idea of. And then I end completely destroying that and just doing whatever I can pull off at the moment. So it's never a linear path. Mm-hmm.
And so what, first of all, let's get this out of the way. You got, what do you got upcoming that people can?
Well, I've got something pretty big coming up, hopefully in the next 3 or 4 months that I'm not allowed to talk about, of course.
Well, thanks for bringing it up.
But be on the lookout. It'll be bigger than probably anything I've ever done. It'll reach more people.
Okay.
Excited about that.
But this will be accessible
in a larger format than a billboard, or it's on a major airwave thing.
Well, while we wait on pins and needles for that, with loved ones, you can check out a good portion of his work on his Instagram. He spells his name S-E-P-T-E-R-H-E-D, Scepterhead, S-E-P-T-E-R-H-E-D, Scepterhead. You can find him on Instagram, of course, Facebook. He's all over the place. But again, publicly, I'm kind of blanking on some of the spots, but let me see, the dog park over there at the Artist District.
A lot of work in the Arts District, Melrose.
What are some other unique, what are some pieces, your public pieces you're kind of especially proud of right now?
There's a lot of hidden ones around South Central. I put in a lot of many months down there. I don't know if any of them are still alive, but definitely some hidden gems.
You're living in Inglewood for a little while, right?
Yes, yes.
Are you familiar with DeLand's?
No.
No, it's a great soul food kitchen down there, man.
No. I think I've passed it.
Yeah.
I've definitely been in the area
delicious,
for a while.
Delicious, man. It's like you go walking in and then the wallpaper's kind of peeling off the wall a little bit. You know, it's the server's got a little bit of an attitude. Is exactly how you know that the food's going to be good. You know what I mean? And they got cornbread and greens and all the good shit. DeLand's down there in Inglewood. So let me see. We covered Instagram and the event that cannot be named for some reason. And I was privileged enough to meet Sep through his girlfriend Jennifer Corson, who has been my friend for a number of years. And is any collaborations coming up that you know of?
Yes, we are currently working on a new form between the two of us. It is titled The Litz, which is spelled The Litz.
Okay.
L-I-T-T-S.
Okay.
Like little abbreviation, plural, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
But it is the most up-to-date concentration of both of our styles into one piece. I'm announcing it here because it needs to be announced.
Right. We'll be talking with Sep a little bit more. We're going to play some music for you. By the way, loved ones, this is LA Taco Radio, the musical extension of LATaco.com, a website devoted to Los Angeles culture, fashion, and of course tacos, the taco lifestyle for over 10 years strong. And if you need to email me for any reason, if you got some music you want me to play for the other loved ones, if you're in a band, if you have an event, if you're an artist, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you just want to say good job, if you just want to say fuck off, I welcome all correspondence. You can reach out to me at l.a.tacoradio@gmail.com, latacoradio@gmail.com. next up, some music. I got let me see, Wolfpack. Some good, some clean ass pop soul out of Germany. Back Pocket is the name of the tune that you're going to hear from Wolfpack. I'm going to follow that up with another Milton Wright tune. I love it. This is, he's not a new artist. He's from the 70s. I played a tune a little bit earlier in the show, and I just love this stuff. Anyway, this is sort of an interlude piece. Let's take a break from Milton Wright. I'm going to follow that up with Outkast. A couple tunes from Outkast from the speaker box. The Love Below record, a very important and interesting and controversial record from Outkast. Yeah. And thank you so much. We broadcast here live and archived at We Play Radio Studios. To you. For you. Thank you, loved ones.
shop. I mean, in person, baby, in person. Oh, super fly, baby. Oh, all around the world, they talk about us. Do you have any idea on how good it feels to be me right now? Oh, yeah, I got the penguins, too. Oh, yeah, but I know how to wear them, though, baby. Look, watch out. Them gators gonna bite you. Watch out, man. Ow!
Speaker box.
Recording our ad-libs. Really? Why are we recording?
born just in. Let me hear that, the first one I first heard.
Outcast from the Speaker Box, the Lovely Low record, double record set. Two of them, actually. We ended up the set ended on Prototype, and then before that we heard their little sort of interlude thing called Bowtie. Prior to that, we heard Milton Wright, a little short one called Let's Take a Break, and we start off with a Wolfpack, a little clean-ass soul pop from Germany. Black Back Pocket was the name of that tune that started off the set. Here we are, present time, and sitting here with Sept. And so what's coming up in 2016 for you, man, as far as shows, things you want to accomplish, things you want to take your artwork and so on, you know?
Well, let's see. First of all, I just found out recently that I'm going to be on the LA, part of the LA Art Show, which is really cool. Been trying to get in there for a while. Should be in a... private exhibit with some other artists, Christina, Angelina, and Jennifer Corson, and a bunch of other talented people. I'm very excited about that. There's going to be a line of coffee released called...
what?
It's coffee. Huh. Not that I triple brewed myself, but I did the logo for a bag. It's called Jaguars.
What's triple brewed?
Triple brewed is where you... It's pretty genius, actually. You brew some coffee.
I'm intrigued.
Full pot, 12 mugs full. And you pour that into the brewer, and you brew another pot with the first pot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up with 7 mugs of triple brewed coffee.
Yeah, it's like that ramen broth we're talking about, where it's just like crazy opaque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem with the coffee, though, is, I mean, what I found really is, it's just... It becomes non-drinkable. Mm-hmm. It's just so sour. I mean, you're basically making like home espresso, and it's I don't know. It's all right. It's kind of tweaky, but I've only done it a couple times.
It's like a novelty, then, you're saying, maybe.
It's just something to do if you're going to do it, but on a daily basis, I wouldn't advise it.
Yeah,
it's just too much.
But you know, if you got nothing to do that day, just keep brewing the same pot of coffee.
I only did it so I could say I did it. I haven't done it since.
Awesome. And let me see. How long have you been living in L.A., by the way?
Oh, since 2000.
2000, all right.
Yeah.
A lot of big changes since then. I'm particularly not a big fan of the 90s. You know, I was around. I did stuff. I got a lot done.
I remember some of that.
Yeah, but I don't know. The 90s are just kind of everyone getting shot at, and it seemed like an in-between, one of those in-between kind of decades, you know.
Yeah,
I'm sure,
well,
somebody's going to jump all over me for that, but...
it's over 20 years ago, I mean.
Yeah. There's some beautiful stuff happening right now. And so I know you've lived around LA a little bit. What are, well, let's just get down brass tacks, man. Let's talk tacos, okay? And you don't have to pick a favorite, because not everybody can pick one single favorite, but what do you like, you know, and where do you like it taco wise?
Well, I have a really inappropriate answer for that, but I'm going to save that.
It's the internet, man. You could be inappropriate.
I don't want my, I don't want my girlfriend to be embarrassed by me, so I'm just going to go right now with whatever taco's in my face. You know, I'm not picky or choosy. I don't have a truck. I don't have a restaurant. I know there's a lot of bad tacos out there.
Yeah, well, like style-wise, what type of taco?
Oh.
Let's say you and I, we go down and load the corner taco joint. What are you ordering?
Just regular... soft taco, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm not into crispy or soft, really. It doesn't... I just like food, man. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I like to burn my mouth, too. I'm into, like, you know, making food non-edible.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put so much habanero, ghost, whatever, Scorpion, try that. It's really good. Scorpion peppers.
Okay, I gotcha, yeah. Excellent. So, yeah, the crispy shell tacos, it's, I really haven't had one in like decades. I call them honky tacos.
You know, oh, really? Like
hard shell.
Because they're deep fried, right?
No, well, it's just that style. Hard shell, ground beef, shredded cheese, bits of tomato. There's nothing wrong with it, man. Food's good. You know what I mean? But it's just hard to sort of justify it when you live in Los Angeles and like literally a delicious, like authentic tacos available on every
There's
corner.
So many fucking tacos in this city. I can't even keep track of them. There's an artisanal taco shop opening up every fucking 7 seconds. I mean, you got Guisados, you got Diablos, you got friggin' so many. I try to justify trying everything. Be quite honest, though, at the end of the day, it's just a soft taco full of really hot stuff for me. The crispy fried stuff is not a necessity.
Uh-huh. And speaking of tacos, you did a project for the for LA Taco.
I did Taco before, LA right? Taco. Very honored. There was a book that I released a couple years ago, and I did the back cover. Mm-hmm.
Loved ones, if you go to lataco.com right now, you can see all kinds of cool shit, man. There's a photo recap of Vince Staples' gig he did. There's a pretty good review of Ezekiel, The War Inside. Is that written by Isabel Kim? And I don't know her, but she writes a pretty good review, man. She's I hope she keeps it up. And different sort of street level human interest stuff. Work in progress, all the work and construction going on in downtown LA right now. The best Mexican sandwiches in Los Angeles. A preview of the Ron English Neon Nature show that opens this weekend. And this is all available for you on lataco.com. We are the musical extension of lataco.com. We are called LA Taco Radio, and I hope you dig it. Loved ones, again, I want to remind you, if you need to email me for any reason whatsoever, please feel free to do so. You can reach me at l.a.tacoradio@gmail.com, lataco.radio@gmail.com. And if you want to see more of Sep's work, Scepterhead, you can find him on Instagram, Scepterhead, Scepterhead. Yes, sir. And, yeah, let's talk, because I want to talk to you about designing some LA Taco Radio stuff, and we'll crunch some numbers and hash it out and chop it up. And we've mentioned her a couple times. Sep's partner is Miss Jennifer Corson, who I go way back. She's been on my prior show, if you remember, if you're a devoted listener, loved ones, and we'll be sure to have her on pretty soon too, because she got a lot to say, doesn't she?
Yeah, to me anyways. Not sure. She has a lot of very good things to say about the wonderful world that we live in.
Yeah, she's a good person. Good influence on me. We're recording from the beautiful We Play Studios in downtown Los Angeles right now. And Jeremy, isn't the Dark Mark show coming up soon? Or soon in a week or so?
Yeah, Dark Mark's going to be doing a Christmas show.
Yes.
So he'll be here December 17th.
Loved ones, if you don't know who Dark Mark is, check it out. Also, his old show, there's a bunch of archived things, and he puts on a pretty wild visual show. I got a music show, man, but the Dark Mark program, man, is something you want to check out visually, right? Yeah. Thank you so much for coming down, Seth.
Yeah, no problem, dude. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
And what's your next show again?
Well, I mean, this might be in the future or in the past or too late or whatever. Mm-hmm. I have two shows this weekend. One is at Life Work Gallery. Mm-hmm. I have another one at the Gaba Gallery with Jennifer Corson and like 500 other artists.
Oh, yeah.
Super
yeah.
talented group. It's called The Wish List on Beverly Boulevard. Check it out. There's always revolving art in that show. Very okay. affordable.
Well, I'll see you there. All right. This is new music from the Agrolites. Agro Reggae Party. Dig it, loved ones.
Touch the sky. Hey, party.
Next up, James Tillman. No fake ass 808 candy shit here. DC artist, James Tillman. Shangri-La is the name of this tune. Enjoy.
Checks you sign with the love and kisses later. Come back, sign in some Later come back, sign insufficient funds. I can't get to that, y'all.
Can you get?
I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that. Can you get?
I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that. Can you get?
I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that.
I want to know.
Can you get?
I want to know.
Mavis Staples, Can You Get to That? Before that, we heard James Tillman, DC artist. No fake-ass 808 candy bullshit there. And that tune was called Shangri-La. Before that, the Abyssinians, the heart and soul of all reggae tings. I love the Abyssinians, sorry. And before that, we heard brand new music from the Agrolites, Agro Reggae Party. They're playing at Alex's Bar in Long Beach on December 31st. You can find that tune and more new music from the Agrolites at www.agroreggae.com. That is a wrap for us. I want to thank Jeremy at We Play Radio Studios. I want to thank Scepterhead. Again, you can find Scepterhead on Instagram, Scepterhed. And I want to thank LATaco.com. This is LA Taco Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. Thank you so much, loved ones. I want to thank you for coming past. We are coming to you for a new show next week, and I hope you dig it. Thank you so much. Be good to yourselves.